This is The Place, Virginia. 2 hours of Christian music classics served up hot weekly on this great radio station. Streets of Gold is the program, and I'm your host, Larry Wayne. Well, it's time again for another Top 30 flashback as I get ready to be Casey Kasem and go back to a particular date in history. Today, we're going to retro back to this month in 1993. That would be April. Since we're trying to squeeze in 30 songs in 2 hours, most songs won't be played back in its entirety. Sorry, guys. We wanted to be fair to everybody. So, what was happening back in April 93? The Rodney King verdict took place. In sports, the Colorado Rockies started their franchise in Major League Baseball. North Carolina defeats Michigan in the NCAA men's basketball. And at the Dove Awards that year, Stephen Curtis Chapman wins 6 big ones, including Artist of the Year. On our survey, we have 15 male vocalists, 6 females, 4 duets, 1 quartet, and 4 groups. Everyone only landed with 1 song, except for one who landed a song by herself and as a duet. And that singer comes in first on the top 30 songs. At number 30, here is Sandy Patty, along with B.B. Winans, and a song falling down the survey. He Watches Over Me, the number 30 song on this date back in 1993 on Streets of Gold.
intentionality. She measures her phrases, tipping the scales of reality. But does she know that it's cold to sing songs to a troubled heart? Though her rain is sincere, she's missing the mark. She paints her world in yellow and green, covering over the graves. 'Cause life's demands are hard to understand. So Elvis stays lost in her wonderland. Yes, I said, Alice, look around you. People are falling to pieces. Yeah, even the faithful, the ones who still believe in Jesus.
Streets of Gold with the first of our five debut songs on this date back in 93. That is Susan Ashton coming in at number 29, Alice in Wonderland. The previous week, by the way, she had another song on the survey, and that went all the way to number one, titled Hunger and Thirst. At number 28, the second of our five debut songs, here is the husband and wife team of Christine and Scott Dente. They are Out of the Gray, The Door of Heaven on Streets of Gold.
Somewhere in the growing up, sometimes we grow. David Meese. Farrell and Farrell.
Boundless love, unending joy.
Wayne Watson.
Then the auctioneer stopped, and he said with a smile, it was the touch of the master's hand.
This is Streets of Gold.
Once in a lifetime.
Held no rain. Illusions remain, and memories mock the truth. But God can break these chains. This day comes but once. I live or I lose. Remember, no matter where we've been, no matter what we've done, today can be our once in a lifetime. For yesterday is gone, tomorrow may not come. This moment is our once in a lifetime. In spite of the tears, the chill of a winter's night, the sorrow of the night, my cold lonely past is melting away from me. As by God's grace I see, this moment is mine.
Who we recently had a phone interview with, and that program is coming up really soon, maybe next week. David Meese debuting with Once in a Lifetime, the number 27 hit on this date back in 1993 on Streets of Gold. That song, by the way, would wind up going all the way to number one. At 26, another debut song, Keith Brown and Prodigal Heart.
Thoughts so far away.
That song only got up as high as number 23, but his next radio single would be a top five hit. Keith Brown and Prodigal Heart coming in at number 26 on this date in 1993. My name is Larry Wayne, and today it is a top 30 flashback taking you back to this date, April 1993. Got 25 songs to go on our way to number one. By the way, feel free to visit us online at our website, which is streetsofgoldradio.com. When you're there, you can hear past Streets of Gold programs through Live 365 and also other streaming audio site stations airing Christian music classics. So you can visit us after the program, Grasshopper, streetsofgoldradio.com.